preacher's going to be here too. And I talked to him this last week. He's looking forward to being here. Mike is. And we continue to pray for him and his son who has been sick. Talking about his son, I had a son last week. Well, my wife and I both had a son on Friday. And we were having it. I just got through with the call tree and making announcements, doing really well, I thought. And then I got this call from my granddaughter about Tim, our son, and said that he was at the Crestwood Hospital and was very seriously ill. And so Ann was at the house, and Nat Taylor called him, and he brought her over to the hospital, and we appreciate that. Make a long story short, though, he had what is called a widow maker's heart attack. And they took an EKG when he was there, didn't even wait to call anybody else, took him right in for surgery. And he made it through that and was in intensive care. Now he's out of it. And they told me this morning that he was doing much better. And I want all of you who have prayed for Tim, our son, and how much we appreciate that. We're just rejoicing that he got the help that he needed at the time that he needed at the place that was ready to take care of him. May God bless you for your care. Now, we're looking forward tonight to hearing Al. He does a good job, and he'll be preaching tonight. And now, this morning, I want to preach on this subject. I hope you don't mind. I surrender all. Brad, I called him yesterday and asked him to lead that song for us. I was reflecting upon this just some time ago, and I really want us this morning to look at the Word of the Lord and see what God has to say about making a total commitment to Him. I mean surrendering all to Him. Look at these words again that we just sung. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. At Thy feet I humbly bow. Worldly pleasures, all forsaken. Take me, Jesus. Take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, and listen to what we've just said. Talking to our Lord. Listen to what we're saying. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Have you done that? Have we? Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Consider what others have done in surrendering all. Number one, think about Stephen over in the book of Acts chapter 7. Here is the man standing up and he's talking to these people. He's preaching to these people. They don't like what he's having to say. And Stephen then tells them that they had rejected the word of the Lord. Just like your fathers have rejected it, so have you. And you know what it did? It cost him his life. They drug him out of the city. They stoned Stephen. And they stoned Stephen to death. What had Stephen done? He had surrendered all to the Lord. Consider Paul. The Apostle Paul could write, as he writes in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. What had Paul done? Surrendered all. He had just been told that the time of his departure was at hand. I have fought a good fight. I've finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love His appearing." Why? You know and I know. Paul surrendered. He had total commitment to Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ, and for me to die, yes, it is better for me to go on and be with the Lord. Consider Joseph over in the Old Testament. You know, we've been studying, my wife and I, in our private study about Joseph. I'm going to preach a complete sermon on him soon. Joseph, young man, 17 years of age. Did you know he had brothers that hated him? Do you know what the Bible tells us about this man? Well, he was sold to the Ishmaelites by those brothers, and he was sold for 20 pieces of silver. And they took the coat of many color. They killed a lamb. They soaked it in the blood, and they came back, and for about 20 years, those men thought what they had done. They got by with it somewhat. But I want to tell you what, there was a young boy. Whenever they were selling them, can you imagine your brother selling you to strangers? They despised him, they hated him. Why? Because he dreamed a dream. And the dream was from God. And he told it. And his daddy had made him a coat of many colors. What was in the life of Joseph? I want to tell you something, my friend. You couldn't have gone through what he went through if he hadn't surrendered all. Why, he was even sold then later to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. And Potiphar's wife lied about him. He was a good man. She wanted him to lie with her. He wouldn't do it. Why? He had surrendered all to the Lord. He knew God. He believed in God. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God? That's total commitment. Yeah, he was thrown into a dungeon. And he had to be in the dungeon. And guess what? There were two men there. The baker and the butler. And they dreamed a dream. And the butler told Joseph, and Joseph interpreted that dream, but he told the man, "Please remember me." And sure enough, the butler was restored. The baker was hung. Guess what happened? This poor guy, this man who's just a young man, but this man that's been totally committed to the Lord, and even now he's put into, and he's in this dungeon, and then he forgets for about 2 years until Pharaoh had a dream to be interpreted and he remembered. And my sermon will be when I preach on Joseph from the dungeon to the castle in one day. Imagine that. I surrender all. Oh God, as Joe read, "You are my God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." The whole psalm is doing what? Getting us to do what? As he was doing, surrendering all to him. "Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name," in prayer to God. "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, the delicacies of life. They'll be given to me, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips." God, you can count on me. God, I'm going to be your servant. When I remember thee upon my bed, when I'm laying there on my bed and I'm thinking about God and meditate on thee in the night watches, because God, you're my help. Therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice, and my soul followeth hard after thee, and thy right hand upholdeth me. I am nothing, the psalmist says, without God. And let me say to you today, you're nothing without God. I'm nothing without the Lord. I surrender all. Surely in Matthew 6 and verse 33, a passage that so many of you could quote from memory, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. A promise made by the Lord. And then in Luke 9, and He said to them all, Jesus did, if any man will come after me, let him not deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. That's what it is to surrender all. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Let that never be said of you. May it never be said of me that the Lord will deny us because we've denied him. Because we have surrendered. We have surrendered all to the Lord. Yes, the requirements for discipleship, friends, they haven't changed. Not one iota. The clear teaching of Jesus is that his followers will do what? Surrender, meaning to live a life of self-denial and sacrifice. If any man will come after me, Jesus said, he's got to do what? Got to deny. Whom has he got to deny? Himself. He's got to give himself up to whom? To the Lord that is calling him to surrender all. The condition is if. Jesus explained that surrendering to him is not something that you do part-time or halfway. There was a church of Christ, the Laodiceans. And in Revelation 3, 15 through 16 and 17, the Bible describes these people. And the Lord said, He'd rather for you be hot or cold. And because you're lukewarm, unless you repent, you will be spewed out of my mouth. I'll vomit you out. Friend, it's not a part-time job. It's a full-time job. Jesus doesn't say everything in moderation. He says, you can't be my follower if you don't surrender everything that separates me from you. Remember the young man that came to Jesus and said, Lord, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? Matthew 19, 16 through 22. And Jesus said, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, and lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, and then follow me. You know the story. The man was rich. But the man did what? He wanted to know what to do to have everlasting life. Jesus told him. And then he told him what he lacked. But the young man would not do it because he was a man of great possessions. He could have surrendered that day. He could have given up anything that separated the Lord from him. From the Lord. He could have that day proved to the Lord that he really wanted to be his disciple. My friend, everything that you have belongs to the Lord. But look what else he says. Jesus said, if a man come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That means self-denial. The Lord is saying what? Surrender. Surrender to me. Give yourself to me. You do my will. Deny means to dishonor, to admit that self is dead. And now, as Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I now am crucified with Christ. Yes, 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. The Bible tells us the works of the flesh, things that are unrighteous, are to be put apart. Said, we sung a little while ago, all the worldly pleasures I have forsaken. Why? I surrender thee. God wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy life. But the things that are diametrically opposed to His will, He never has accepted. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but they are of the world. And when we come face to face with death, we'll be thankful and grateful that we had surrendered all those things that separate us from the Lord and been faithful to Him to the very end. Take up your cross and do it every day. Not a few minutes on Sunday. It's a 7-day week. Is Jesus one of many to you, or is He your one and only? Surely, surrendering to Jesus requires carrying your cross when things go well and things go wrong. Daily, daily, daily. If any man will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself and daily take up his cross and follow. Isn't that a wonderful thing that we can do? Aren't you thrilled at that you're busy helping the sick and the poor? Aren't you thankful that things that really bring you the greatest joy are the things that are closest to the heart of the Master, because you're one of His, and you and I, we have surrendered all to the Lord. By surrendering all to Jesus, we're following the one who knows the way to victory. In conclusion this morning, think about this. Number one, the path may seem sometimes hard. Life may be very tedious. Things may not be going like we want them to go. Oh, how we wish things could change, but we know the hand that changes all, and we surrender all. The weight of the cross may sometimes seem so heavy. How can I keep on? The aged who are just so close to the end. Oh, we must remember. Yes, it's worth caring. Lord, let us keep looking to You to the very end. Hebrews 12, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God. That's you, that's me, because we surrendered. And I want to tell you, my friend, yes, the path may sometimes seem hard. The weight of the cross may seem so heavy. But there is one thing we can all take home with us today. And you know what that is? The way of the cross leads home. The way of the cross is the only way to keep looking at Him. Every day, daily, take up your cross. Keep your focus on Him to the very end. 2019 has brought some sorrow to many of us in our congregation. Death has invaded our homes. We've lost loved ones. Some we couldn't believe that left us so quickly. Some have become so sick. Yes, even though all these things have happened, we know that the way of the cross leads home. It's a beautiful psalm. Listen to it carefully. As the hart or the deer panteth after the water brooks, Lord, so panteth my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, and He's for the living God. When shall I come and be before God? I surrender all. I caught this and I thought it was interesting, the statement made. Could it be a possibility that instead of a community of followers who have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ, we're nothing more than an auditorium of just fans? We're really not doing it. Let me tell you, we must move from being one who admires what Jesus has done, what Jesus can do and is doing, to one who has surrendered to following Jesus regardless of the cost and the consequences. All to Jesus I surrender. I call upon you to do that this morning. If you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, don't you believe in Him? Won't you turn to Him? Won't you be baptized this morning for the remission of your sins? Are you a child of God and you haven't lived faithfully to Him? Surrender all. Ask God to forgive you, and let us pray with you. And listen to these words again, and let they be our truthful words before our Father. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. At Thy feet I humbly bow. Worldly pleasures are all forsaken. Take me, Jesus. Take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. And then, all to Jesus, I surrender. Lord, He's listening. He wants this. I give myself to You. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. All to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Jesus is softly and tenderly calling. The Master wants you. He wants us all. Will we today make that commitment to Him? Lord, I surrender all. If you accept the invitation of the Lord, won't you come while together we stand and